You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, President Trump has called for an investigation into what he believes was widespread voter fraud in the 2016 election. We'll learn more about the investigation and what's at stake.
First, ice hockey has long been a sport with predominantly white players. But if you follow UW Badger women's hockey, the name Sarah Nurse is probably familiar, and she's one of a handful of players of color who are rising to the top of the game.
The UW-Madison senior is a forward on the women's hockey team and was described as a lethal scorer in a recent New York Times profile. In addition to playing with the Badgers and with the Canadian national team, she was drafted by the pro team, the Boston Pride of the National Women's Hockey League.
Sarah Nurse joins us now to talk about her experiences on and off the ice. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, Sarah, sounds like you grew up playing a ton of sports because your family played all kinds of different sports. What made you pick hockey?
Yeah, I guess at the end of the day, hockey was one that I loved the most. It was one that I was probably the best at out of all of the other sports. But I think definitely growing up playing other sports, it definitely shaped me into the hockey player that I am today.
So you say you're probably better at hockey now that you've been playing it for a long time, getting close to playing professionally. Do you love it more, too?
Yeah, absolutely. I think through my experiences with hockey, there are so many places and people that I've met through hockey that I definitely wouldn't have if I played something else. So definitely hockey, it's been something that I've loved for a very long time.
Why do you think hockey has been, and still seems like for the most part, is so much less racially diverse than, say, basketball or baseball or American football?
Yeah, I think a few things. First, definitely the economics of it. It is an expensive sport to play. There's travel costs, there's equipment costs. You have to buy ice time. You can't just go down the block and find a basketball court. It's definitely expensive, so I think that's definitely a barrier. And I think the other one is just not having people to look up to. There are a few guys in the NHL of color, but there aren't many. And so I think if you look up in basketball and football, there are tons. So a lot of young kids want to play that, but in hockey, there's not so much.
Do you think that's something you're trying to do now is be that role model? So if there is a young woman out there, maybe a young woman of color who's thinking about playing, but she said, you know, I look at these teams and they don't look like me, that they can see you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that it kind of just happened. It's not something that I set out to do when I started playing hockey, but I've definitely got it over the last 2 years saying, you know, I look like you. I want to try this out too. So that's been very humbling.
Did you have role models when you were first getting started in hockey?
Not in women's hockey, just because it was so small when I started playing. You know, they had the first world championship when I was 3 or 4 years old. So I definitely not in women's hockey, unfortunately. But I did look up to players like Jerome McGinley, George Barak. I think when I played NHL on PlayStation, they were always two players that were on my team. So that was very cool.
And you mentioned, you know, that when you started playing hockey, women's hockey, it was very small. And I wonder what that was like for you being, you know, at the beginning of a sport for women. And some women's sports are starting to get traction now, starting to pick up a viewership on TV. Things like basketball in the United States, for instance, is one of those. Do you think hockey is getting there?
I think so. It's becoming so much more popular. We were just in Columbus a few weeks ago at an NHL game, and a place like Columbus, you don't think hockey so much, but there was a very large crowd there, so we had a lot of fun. And I think we just played Tilt the Bowl, and we had set a record for over 15,000 fans, so I definitely think the interest is there and that it's growing.
Was it any different in Canada? I have this, and maybe it's a stereotype of Canadians, but that Canadians live and breathe hockey, you know, in between eating maple pies and things like that, that this is part of your DNA. So was it any easier, do you think, in Canada, being a woman getting into hockey?
Maybe not a woman, but hockey in general. There are over 10 rinks in my city growing up, so hockey was definitely the sport that you played in the winter. I grew up playing with the boys. I played with the boys until I was 11 years old, and I didn't really know that there were girls' teams out there. So I think as girls are growing up now, we have girls' leagues that start when you're 5 or 6 years old, and I think that's really awesome.
So when you started, you were playing with the boys. This was not, there was not a women's team for you.
Right, yeah. I started off, I learned very much in my developmental years to play with the boys, again, up until I was 11. So that was really good for me.
Yeah, what was that like playing with boys? Do you think it changed the way that you play hockey at all, or do you think you'd be the same player either way today?
I'm not sure. I think that boys and girls were taught differently at that age. There's obviously body checking in boys hockey, so you definitely learn how to hit and how to take a hit. In girls hockey, there's no checking. So I think that was something that I would have missed out on if I didn't play boys hockey.
When I was growing up, and I'm older than you are, but there was a movie that I loved from the CBC. It was called Hockey Night, and it starred Megan Follows. That's this actress who was in an Anne of Green Gables, one of the first versions that hit it really big. And it was all about how she wanted to play hockey, and it's a Canadian movie. And she got a lot of pushback in this movie from being the first girl on this boy hockey team. Did mm-hmm. you ever feel like that? Did you ever have pushback and feel like maybe you didn't belong or it was hard?
I think definitely some other teams. I grew up playing with kind of the same guys throughout my boys' career, and so they kind of, I became part of their family, and they would put everything on the line for me as I would for them. Definitely with other teams, they kind of saw the ponytail, and they kind of pushed back on me a little bit, but at the end of the day, got through it, so it was good.
You know, what they say is, what doesn't kill you make you stronger. Do you feel like that, or was it really just a pain that you were being hassled a little bit by other teams?
I think it didn't bother me back then. I was just out there to play. I think it more bothered my parents. My mom definitely cringed every time I went in and somebody tried to hit me. But I think at that point, I was just trying to play hockey.
We're talking with Sarah Nurse right now. She's a Canadian ice hockey player and a forward on the Badger women's hockey team at UW. And she's with us now to talk about being a woman and a black woman in a predominantly white sport. And Sarah, you come from a family that has pretty elite athletes kind of all over the place. Your cousin Darnell Nurse skates for the Edmonton Oilers. Your cousin Kia Nurse is a champion college basketball player. What was it like growing up in a family that had such athletic prowess going on, where you had all these examples of great athletes?
We're all very close. There's definitely a lot of good examples to look up to. My aunts and uncles, my parents, for one. Definitely growing up, Kia, Darnell, and I are very close in age, so we played against each other in a number of sports. And so I think that was always really fun because we had that little bit of competition between us, but we're all very close. And at the end of the day, we are a family and we have a lot of fun together.
So does it mean you have a language of sports? I mean, if you talk about, you know, things that somebody else might not understand, what it feels like to skate into a rink against a really tough team, or having a day where you don't feel like you performed or you played your best, do you feel like having people who understand what that means has helped you out along the way?
Absolutely. There's definitely different experiences that we can pull from each other. We've all played in kind of high level sports, high level games, and so there's definitely that example from each other that we can take.
Now, it sounds like you were drafted by the Boston Pride and you're going to go on to play professional hockey when you're done at the UW. What do you think that experience is going to be like, that transition?
I'm not sure. Just from talking to some girls who are already in the league, it's a fast-paced league, very skilled. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds.
And more recently, you and some UW athletes have come out publicly to confront racial incidents at the UW campus, like a person attending a Badger football game at Camp Randall who was dressed as former President Obama with a noose around his neck. That was a big story, and you spoke out about that. Why did you make that choice?
I think it was really important, just kind of seeing the reactions from my friends and from around the country, really, when that story picked up. A lot of people were very offended and very hurt. And so I think I have a bit of a platform. And so I think for me to speak out and kind of show that I wasn't happy with this and that it really wasn't okay, I just wanted to let everybody know that, really.
And when you talk about being a role model, seeing you speak out in that platform, are you starting to hear from younger girls, younger players even, who look to you and say, you know, you're someone that I'm following and I admire you and you're making a difference in my life?
Definitely, yeah. Especially through social media. I get tweets, I get messages very often, and they're just people who, you know, want to reach out, want to learn more about how they can get involved in hockey. Tell me that they've been following my career a little bit here at Wisconsin. And so it's definitely very humbling and something that I take a lot of pride in.
Now, I read that you're hoping for an Olympics bid in 2018. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
What would that call for? What do you need to do?
I guess right now we're kind of at the end of we're going into the third year of the Olympic cycle with Hockey Canada, and so they've seen a lot of me over the last 3 years, and so I think now it's kind of a waiting game. It's up to them who they want to bring, so we're going to have to see.
And apparently the 2018 Olympics are going to be in Canada, is that right?
No, they're actually in Korea.
Oh, in South Korea. Right. Yeah. Well, so tell me what that would mean for you to be picked if this does all work out for you.
It'd be very cool. A dream come true, really. I think when you, as a women's hockey player, you can't play in the NHL, so you don't look up and think, yeah, I want to play professional hockey as a 10-year-old. You look up and you see the Olympics and you see these girls winning gold medals and people cheering for them, and that's something, that's some place that you want to be. So definitely be a dream come true.
And as we wrap up here, Sarah, is there a message you want to leave to young girls who are maybe hanging back and not really having the courage to go after these sports they want to take part in? What would you tell them?
I think I would just say don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything. I think if I would have let people say you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't play this, I wouldn't be where I am today. And so I definitely think if you want to do something, you may as well do it.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Nurse, a Canadian ice hockey player and a forward on the Badger women's hockey team at the UW. And she joined us to talk about her involvement in hockey and her experience as a Black woman in a predominantly white sport.
Coming up, we'll talk about President Trump's call for an investigation into voter fraud, which he says cost him the popular vote. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.